This is Dror Moshe Kasuto.
Shalom uvracha. Today we're going to start with another series of teachings. I have a great bookcase with many, many deep things written inside those holy books, and I wanted to share some of my thoughts. So we're gonna open and close a few books in that new series, and Be'ezrat Hashem, with help from heaven, you'll understand some of those great things that are flaming inside of me, some of those great points that are pushing me forward to go and to reveal the truth of the Creator, the real will of the Creator. Some of the books are books of Kabbalah, some of the books are books of ancient Midrashim, stories and tales from our past, from our ancient and holy history of our nation. Some of them are deep secrets, some of them are less complex, but still very meaningful and deep. And I'll show you those books. So first one I wanted to share, and I'm going to share a few things from that book, is the book Sefer Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, the book that is showing chapters from the life of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, in today's explanation, in today's talk, I'll just gonna explain to you a little bit on this book, who wrote that book and what took place, and then in the next couple of sessions we will go deeper a little bit into this book. So first of all, who was Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus. I told this story many times in the past in my classes. The main time and first time that I heard the story of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus was by Reb Noach Weinberg. May the Creator protect his soul, a real righteous man that made wonders in the world. And I learned for a couple of years in his yeshiva, Esh HaTorah in Jerusalem, in the Old City. And in one of his lectures, like 15 years ago, so he told the story of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus. So to make a long story short, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus was a Baal Tshuva. He lived more than 2,000 years ago in the area of Jerusalem. He was the son of a very wealthy person named Hurkanus. And Hurkanus was his father. Rabbi Eliezer was in the age of 27, not educated to keep Torah and Mitzvot at all. He didn't know how to say Shema Yisrael, he didn't know how to say Birkat HaMazon, he didn't know to bless on the food, he didn't know how to stand prayer Shmona Esre. He was not observant, he was not educated at all. He was plowing on the back of the mountain where the rocks were for his father's business company, and he was like totally ignorant. And something happened to him in his life that he decided to make a change, and he started crying, and his father asked him, why are you crying? He told him, I want to learn Torah. And his father told him, listen, you're 27, like you can't go to school, you won't make it. You're too old, get married, send your children to learn Torah, and like it's gonna be okay. Rabbi Eliezer didn't accept it, kept on crying. And he cried and he cried and he cried until Elijah the prophet, Eliyahu Navi, came to him one day and told him, why are you crying? Asked him, why are you crying? So Rabbi Eliezer told him, I wanna learn Torah. Eliyahu Navi couldn't teach him, even though he wanted to teach him. The lacking of Rabbi Eliezer, his lack of power of understanding, his ability to learn was so tiny that Elijah the prophet sent him to go and learn from Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, the prince of Israel in that time, in that generation, that he will teach him. Rabbi Eliezer went to him and sat in front of his door. When Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai came, Rabbi Eliezer stood up and cried. Rabban Yochanan asked him, why are you crying? So Rabbi Eliezer answered to him, replied, I want to learn Torah. So Rabban Yochanan asked him, so why your father didn't taught you Shema, Shmona Esrei, you don't know all those things? He said, no, I don't know. So Rabban Yochanan sat with him and taught him for like, it took him 2 weeks to teach him every rule, every halakha. Like, you need to close your eyes when you're saying Shema to Rabbi Eliezer. It took 2 weeks to remember that. Like, what? Like, in which halakha? What are you saying? Like, with which hand? Like, left hand? Like us, like, basically. And he didn't know how to grab it. He couldn't. He didn't have the vessels of learning. They were so weak. He was, like, so off the way of learning. But his desire pushed him to continue. And it's written in this holy book that for 2 weeks, Rabbi Eliezer was teaching him rules of Judaism. Every rule, it took him 2 weeks to put into his mind until he will catch it. He was such a hard learner, but he put all of his effort. He tried. It's such an inspiring teaching. This person, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, was so great that we cannot understand. And he came from such rock bottom. He came from such rough place. He didn't know anything. And it's a moral, it's a learning, it's a teaching, educative so well for us. To open our eyes to understand, no matter how far you are, how lack of understanding you are, how empty and poor you are from skills and learnings and talents and abilities and sources, don't give up if you want it. The result of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus of working so hard was, and like next time I'm gonna read it for you from the book to like his lectures, like after a while, Rabban Yochanan told him, okay, now I want you to teach. So Rabbi Eliezer told him, listen, I'm like, who am I to teach? So he told him, I want you to teach. So Rabbi Eliezer told him, but I look like a well of water, that the water that I can pull out from myself, from my inner source, is only as much as you put inside of me. So I can teach only what you taught me, Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai told him, no, you are like a spring that water are coming from the depths, from underground, and filling it from within. And you can bring out much more Torah than the Torah that I put into you. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus sat and said words of Torah, and his face was shining like the face of Moses when Moses gave the Torah from Mount Sinai. That was his achievement in the beginning, in the first steps of him teaching Torah. Already he achieved the level of Moses, that Moses' face was shining from seeing the light of heaven, the light of Hashem. He was shining so brightly that people couldn't look at him while he was talking. In the end of his days, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus became to be the rabbi of Rabbi Akiva and many others, and he was one of the greatest people in his generation. On his deathbed, students came to him to accept his, like, to see his face and to give him last respect. And he said to Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Akiva have not completed his learnings from him, and that Rabbi Akiva was supposed to learn more from him. And Rabbi Akiva told him, okay, so teach me. So Rabbi Eliezer told him, are you sure? He said, yes, teach me now. Let's complete everything right now. And immediately when Rabbi Eliezer started talking, the great Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, everyone called him Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, the great Rabbi Eliezer. When he opened his mouth and started teaching Rabbi Akiva on his deathbed, fire came down from heaven, surrounded the bed and the house that they were at, and all the rest of the wise, righteous people had to run away to evacuate the house. And only him and Rabbi Akiva were there. And he spoke and spoke and spoke and spoke and spoke until Rabbi Akiva's mind was exploding. He couldn't continue. So Rabbi Akiva screamed. He said, stop, stop, I can't handle it anymore. And Rabbi Eliezer told him, I'm still holding the holy tablets. I haven't passed them to you. Like, in every generation, the righteous man of the old generation is transferring, giving the holy tablets from him to the next generation. And he was willing to give out the holy tablets to Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Akiva was not able to receive it. He didn't have the vessels. He starts screaming. So Rabbi Eliezer answered to him and told him, I'm rising back to heaven, holding the tablets with me. And when he said those words, he passed away. And Rabbi Akiva cried, and Rabbi Akiva screamed, and they couldn't save him. And he disappeared with the Torah to himself. Like, he couldn't pass it because the students didn't have the power of understanding. I think it was Rabbi Akiva that said it, that he have not took enough Torah from his rabbi, and he compared himself to how much that he took to a dog that is drinking, licking water from the ocean. Like, he didn't took out any amount compared to the huge amount, the endless amounts of water that are in the ocean, means the Torah that was inside of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was so great and so giant and so fantastic, and started his process in the age of 27 without knowing the even one Jewish rule in a perfect way. So it's a teaching for us to have hope, and Bezat Hashem, I'm going to teach you more from this book to understand like how deep he went and how great was his understanding. Again, only to teach us and to plant hope inside of our hearts, to believe and to understand our true potential, how much we can achieve by just wanting and following the voice of heaven with an honest and sincere heart, with good and pure intentions, only to be honest and truthful and straight. Amen. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this video very much. Please now remember to subscribe and like this video and share it with your friends to help spread faith in the world. For more, please visit emunah.com. May your light shine always, and your requests should be answered with the greatest blessings. Amen.